Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. It's time for the Knutson's Fishing Report. We welcome back to the show Tom Knutson from Knutson's. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Oh, man, this is just a great time of the year. I wish the rain would hold off a little bit because I do like being able to hang out with some friends around the campfire. But this is just a great time of year. We've got fishing season going on. We've got duck season, fowl season going on, and deer season for the bow season all happening at the same time. It's like a perfect trifecta happening, Tom.
Well, yeah, we're right in the heart of the fall hunting and fishing seasons, and we are, you know, it's October, so
I know
it's like some of the best time of year as far as seasons getting started, and mm-hmm. definitely if you don't have anything to do this weekend, I don't know in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, other than the fact that it sure'd be nice to see the sun a little bit.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. So let's start right there with the fishing report. With all of the wet weather we've been having for what it seems like the last, you know, 14 days, how is that impacting fishing locally here in the Jackson area?
Well, the biggest thing it's impacting is it's just not letting people get out and do as much as they'd like to do. But it definitely has been calm, so there's not been a lot of wind. So they've been able to get out, you know, even in between the rain. And it's been warm, so guys have been putting mm-hmm. coats on and doing things like that, not having to fight, you know, some really wicked weather. So the fishing's been really good for those that have been going out, especially if you're going down to Lake Erie and hitting the perch down there.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit before we started here. They're going crazy in Lake Erie right now.
Absolutely, yep. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little better one than we had last year. Not as good as 4 years ago, which was just absolutely insane, but much better than what we've been doing.
Okay. Anything else happening around the state? I know I saw one of my friends on Facebook. They were fly fishing, and they were just killing it on the salmon this year.
Salmon, yep. Those on the west side of the state, that rain has brought in the warmer water, and the salmon have been running pretty hard on that on the west side, which looks better than it was the last few years, which is a good sign. And you know, because most of those fish are natural fish now. As far as that goes, you know, they've been good as well.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about fowl season. We got what, start of duck season right now?
Yeah, yep. Okay. Start of duck season starts tomorrow. You know, so one of the few days that, you know, like the 15th of November, opening day of duck season is one of the days that you don't need an alarm to tell you it's morning, that it's sunrise, because the duck hunters are out and about.
Right. And it's not really, well, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jackson County not really that much of a hot spot, because most of the waterlands that we have are just populated with summer homes and year-round homes. Where are people going, at least locally, to duck
hunt? Well, Mark, you'd be very surprised.
Okay. No, enlighten me.
You'd be very
surprised. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that we put, you know, that we are known, you know, nationwide for waterfowl.
Yeah.
You know, and it's definitely because we have a lot of waterfowl hunters locally,
right,
and in within the state. You know, that's why we're known, you know, kind of nationwide. That's how we started.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised. There's a lot more spots locally than most would think.
Okay, good.
Definitely if you're in the goose side of it. Duck's a little tougher. And the only reason it's a little tougher is that we open our seasons way too early during the year. And so the birds just aren't here until later on in the season. And, if, you know, sometimes they don't ever come through because it's our season ends too early. So perfect world, we'd you know, take 60 days and go backwards from January 1st, and that's the day we'd start and get our duck season in that way, mm-hmm. because right around January 1st is when that middle of December is when the birds come through the most, and hunters would have the most opportunity at that time.
At goose season, I see a lot of people setting up in cornfields that have already been plowed.
Corn and for sure, even bean fields. This mm-hmm. week, the birds have started to migrate through. You're starting to see some migrations coming through on the geese. And definitely, if you're in a cornfield or in a bean field, even wheat field, you could have a good chance of getting some birds.
Okay,
anything that's cut at this point, you know, there's not a very high percentage just cut. So
yeah, they seem to have cut early this year. I remember in years past, it's been cut just a lot later as they're waiting for them to dry out. But I think they got them out before the rain set just in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Well, yeah, some did, some didn't. Some did what they call high content corn, high content moisture, high moisture content. Uh-huh. And that most of that stuff was going to be ground in for feed.
Gotcha. So let's talk a little bit about bow season. I've noticed on your Facebook page you've had quite a bit of success, people coming in, showing off their bucks, and they've been taking part in raffle opportunities with you guys.
Well, yeah, we've had our traditional, you know, free archery contest, whether it be a crossbow or a traditional compound recurve. We separate the two. We have some really good prizes for the biggest deer and the most points in those situations. Definitely, you know, and it's free, no cost. Just bring your deer in. We weigh it. We put you in. This year we did something new. Last few years we did what was a bounty. We called a bounty. Every deer that brought in, we give you a $5 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
This year we are doing something a little bit different. Each group that brings in a deer, each person that brings in a deer gets in for a weekly $50 drawing. So we're giving away a $50 gift certificate each week for those that were brought in, for those deer that were brought in that week. And then we, at the end of the season, we have our have a big drawing as well for those that have entered the contest.
Yeah, and, you know, looking through your Facebook page, I see that Sarah Thompson, she brought in a nice one. Looks like the one she brought in was looking for a female and found it.
She had a nice 10-point. Our leader is Nate Hicks. It was a 12-point at 205. Most points so far is 13 for Gerald Jarrell Bolt.
Okay.
That one weighed 188 pounds. We've had another one that was 12-point, Jeff Moore for out of Jackson County with 160 pounds. So, yeah, you know, not a ton of them brought in. The smaller deer sometimes don't get weighed in. You know, the guys,
right,
and as warm as it's been, they don't usually bring them down as often because of the fact that they just got to get them in and get them processed.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we're still waiting for that cold snap to come in.
Yeah.
They get a little more active once that cold snap
hits. It's usually about the 20th of October when that stuff kicks in. So we got a couple weeks yet. Leaves have got to drop. You know, we got to get them to turn color, then drop, and then it really changes after that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, like I said, my favorite time of the year, and it sounds like things are just booming for you guys at Knutson. So, as always, we appreciate your support, and we thank you for your time with the Knutson's Fishing. We covered a lot of ground beyond just fishing
today,
Tom. So, hey, we appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.